Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Kai?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Kai. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up with you regarding your account and the cancellation request.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, the guy that was helping me had set up like a possible start date in the future, which was today, but he said, you know, he'd call me and talk to me before he went ahead and charged the card, but then he never talked to me, and he charged me for starting this plan, but I really don't have the money for it, so.
I see. Okay. So I want to give you some options because if you recall in the voice verification recording, the initial setup is a non-refundable amount, and I understand there was a misunderstanding in processing it, but I had asked the person that you spoke with when you signed up, and he said that he that you agreed to the processing on Friday the 27th, and he could call you to let you know that he was processing it, but I think he left it on a voicemail rather than talking to you. Is that correct?
No, he didn't leave me a voicemail.
Oh, he didn't even leave you a voicemail. Oh,
no.
Interesting. He told me that he did. Okay, okay. So couple of options I want to give you only because
he called me and I answered and I couldn't hear anything, so I hung up, and then I tried calling him back a couple times, but it was just the automated service and I was at work.
So it was kind of like maybe he couldn't, maybe you could hear him and he couldn't hear you, or vice versa type thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you want me to void out the transaction, I can do it, which means
you
won't even.
Yeah, he said he was going to ask me before, you know, he put the charge through, and then we never even talked.
Got it. Okay.
So,
yeah, no, I would definitely void it for you, which means that it'll fall off your account at midnight. It won't actually post. But I do want to give you some options only because when he reached out to you last week, and only because you're in Santa Fe, which is a highly competitive area for what you do, we had not seen a position of this magnitude even available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. So his intention in allowing you to do that post date was so that he could secure the position and block off the category for you, right? But once this opens up again, it won't be available. And that's one thing that I always want to stress to people, because you are in a highly competitive area for what you do. And I don't know if he shared these analytics with you or not, but just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard, but the problem is that Kai's Moving has a very weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something, you know, that understandably will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. So, I know that you said that, you know, it's a stretch on the budget, but if you wanted to continue, there's a couple of things that I could mention to you just to kind of help you out. Number one, I could, just in good faith to put a good taste in your mouth, because what happened today shouldn't have, you know, he should have talked to you first, right? But what I could do is at least refund you the setup fee if you wanted to continue, which, you know, you'd get $100 or $99 back right away. And then I would give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my intention in doing that is that with that 2 weeks free on the back end, you would have all the way until December 11th. To get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients, That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business, you know, long term.
Yeah.
And I'm confident that you're going to see such a strong impact to your business that you're absolutely going to love it. And come, you know, December 11th,
yeah,
you're going to want to continue.
Well,
because
I understand the market there, but really, but there's other issues. Like I can't take any more work right now. I have an injured shoulder, and so.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Enough work that I need, and that's really all I can handle for the near future. So.
I see.
Not going to be in advertising anytime soon.
Got it. Yeah. Well, you know, even with your injured shoulder, it might be good to beef up your internet presence, you know, because that will help you take on even a smaller amount of clients, but get maybe higher paying clients, you know, because we're really, really big on conversion, making sure that a potential client, especially if they are a high-end client, has that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. An example of that is that someone called me a couple months back and they said, hey, Tina, I have a lead coming through my website. Can you help me open it? For some reason, he couldn't open it. So I went in and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said, you know, that's the strangest thing because I remember bidding on that job, but it didn't come from Google. It came from another source, right? But I told him, guess what they did when he, you know, when they wanted to actually, you know, look into who they were going to hire, they did a little due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website, he had a Facebook, he had all these directories, 5-star ratings on Google, nice things were being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. You know, yeah. And that's all I'm saying. It's never our intention for someone to spend, you know, $249 monthly and then just break even, because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So
yeah,
it's our
yeah.
intention to make sure that even for companies that pace it on a small scale, like you would have to with your shoulder injury, we our intention is still to make sure that you yield, you know, a 10-to-1 return on investment.
Yeah.
And how we do that
is by
the keyword.
I really don't need it. You know, I'm getting the work that I need, and I can't take any more, so.
Got it. Okay. Well, I will apologize for what happened, Makai. I'm voiding out that transaction right now. And then if you need something in the future, just feel free to reach out to us, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.